Very much indeed, Russell. 627.
A brain implant which allows people who are paralysed to control a computer using the power of thought has been developed by scientists in the US. Researchers say the technology could help disabled people to open emails, adjust the volume on a telly, and operate a prosthetic hand. And details of this development have just been published in the journal Nature. Dr. Francisco Sepulveda is a reader in brain interfaces at the University of Essex and an expert in this area of research. It all sounds very exciting.
Yes, indeed. They're really exciting news.
So how would it actually work? Can you describe the process involved?
Basically, what we do in such area is to examine the patterns of electrical activity in the brain. Whatever the brain does, it produces electrical currents going around, and we can measure those either internally or externally, so we don't have to implant things. But in this case, they've implanted devices, electrodes, that read in those currents, electrical currents going in. And then we can try to decipher what those signals tell us about what the mind is trying to do. For example, if you have the intention of turning a device on or off, we can see that by changes in the brain signals.
And simply that's all that you would need in order to operate this device potentially in the future. You just need to feel that intention, would you?
It's all based on mere intentions. All you have to do is think about a particular desire you have, and we're able to use the smart software that extracts that information from the signals and is able to translate that intention of yours into some device. So it's fairly straightforward in principle. Of course, in practice, it's very complicated.
Yeah, but do you think that this is a viable option potentially in the future, do you?
It's absolutely viable, especially for people with disabilities who, in many cases, cannot move any limb at all. So all we're left with is thought. And if we can go directly into their brains and have things done for them or even move their own limbs, it would be, of course, fantastic. And we're headed in that direction.
An amazing potential treatment. You can also think as well of other uses for it, could you? And perhaps quite sinister ones, if people can harness the power of someone else's mind.
Oh, absolutely. And the potential of reading what your brain is doing is just amazing, and not just for disabled people. Eventually, all of us will be walking around, but again, I'm talking about something that might happen in 100 years. We might walk around and control everything, perhaps even drive a car, control an airplane, just by thinking. And so the potential is there for everybody, and it's fantastic.
Could the reverse be true? Could our brains be controlled if computers can read what our brains are saying? Could you reverse the procedure?
Yes, absolutely. That is the idea. Now, with regard to what we can read inside our minds, at this moment we can read very specific and simple mental activities. We cannot read thought, and I really don't think we'll be able to in another 100 years or maybe more.
I still find it quite a terrifying prospect. You know, obviously, aside from the fact that it could have potential terrific medical benefits, it is a bit alarming, isn't it?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Well, just the fact that you're now talking about technology where people's minds can be read and controlled, potentially, even if we are talking 100 years down the line, that's our grandchildren, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I work in the area myself, and I have fun every single day. The potential is fantastic of what we can do already, even without implanted devices, just putting a swimming cap-like device on the head. We can control the computer cursor. We're working now on controlling a wheelchair just by thinking. So the potential is really, really amazing.
Thank you very much indeed, Francisco Sepulveda from the University of Essex. That's the difference between a scientist and an ignoramus like me, isn't it? That he finds it all terribly exciting, and I think it's all a bit quite scary.
I'm trying to think of the implications, really. If I could just get a device which would link my tongue to my brain.
Yes.
On the other hand, it may be that my tongue expresses exactly what's going on in my brain, so which is also scary. Anyway, here's Nick.
I could do with something to explain this story to me in a bit more detail. The M40, I got this in as a car